This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app for over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You guys, Marina Bakarin is 45 years old.
I have no clue who that is.
She's the girlfriend.
Oh, is she?
She looks so good.
Well, my thing is that generation aged differently, man. Like, anytime I hear about somebody in their 40s to mid-50s, I'm like, I don't understand.
She's Brazilian.
I don't get what they did. Like, I legitimately don't understand. Wow, Brady just starting off the podcast in love. Okay. This man is like, I just had to Google this.
The first thing I saw it was in that show, V.
Wait,
V? Oh, she was in the new V. I never really watched it. I remember like the Alien Invasion show.
Alien Invasion show on ABC.
The OG V I saw some of and thought it was really good. And so then I was excited about the new show. And then I never really, it never gripped me. And so I didn't keep it up.
Her face is on the poster. Got it.
Here's my thing. Why? I know we're not talking about the movie yet. Why is she not in the movies really like that? So no more.
Yeah, that is my issue with this movie. It's like the love
story. It's my issue with both sequels. Because she's really in the...
I mean,
the second one, the whole point is, she dies at the beginning. And then they're like, how dare you?
That is true. Also, I thought they were going to make her a bad guy by now. Like, she should have been it's been 3 movies. She should be a bad guy by now. Like, I don't know.
Is that what happens in Deadpool?
Yeah, she should, like...
I don't know the Deadpool comics at all. Yeah.
In the first one, instead of adding Domino, she should have been, like, before people come after me. I'm pretty sure she has like a Mystique type power. But yeah, she should. I know she should have been like.
But they haven't done that.
She should have changed by now. No, they have not done that.
Yeah, and she's Brazilian, so technically, person of color, right?
And that means we're going to be doing these movies. We're going to be doing these movies forever.
It's so interesting. Like this has nothing to do with the movie, and maybe we shouldn't be talking about this. But like, you know, because like we did do City of God a long time ago, and yeah. City of God,
that was a good episode.
Yeah, I mean that's a great movie, and it's set in Rio, yeah. and it for sure deals with the colorism that is in Brazil, and there's a lot of it because there are a lot of different, you know, shades of brown, I would say, and so like I there are like white Brazilians, right? So like,
Ray, you don't have to defend me watching more movies with this woman. you don't have to defend this.
I'm not defending it. I'm just wondering. It just made me curious. I'm like, is she considered a person of color in the United States?
Listen,
because I feel like in Brazil she would not be. You know what I mean? Like, right. White Brazilians in Brazil, it's like you're not black. In Brazil, you're not black. But you come to America, are you all of a sudden, I mean, you're not black, but are you, know what I mean? Like, are you all of a sudden a POC? Because you speak Portuguese?
We've talked about this before, but like a lot of like Latin, Spanish speaking white people are going through, especially in the States, are going through specifically that, like, what, how much can they like lean into that? And as a, like, as am I considered a person of color or a minority or what have you, because marginalized because of this, you know? And I think I already talked about this, but my friend had a post that was like, I'm white. I know I'm white. I'm not going to be doing this. I am white. I walk through the right. world as a white, as, you know, like, listen, I'm not going to be doing this. You know,
I'm staying away from this, bro. I don't know. Adam had cussed out too many times about this.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know either, except for the fact that Afro-Latinas are considered black. And so if you're not an Afro-Latina, if you're a white Latina, then shouldn't you be considered white? Anyway,
I don't want anyone to ever feel like
questions, Bray. Which is like, legitimately, I had someone tell me that they were black, and when I looked at them, I thought it was a white woman. I was like, "Oh, okay." And I think she saw my like trepidation. She was like, "Oh, I'm not mixed." And I was like, "Oh." So I was waiting for the follow up, and then
why were they black? Then?
So what? She told me she was considered she was Dominican, but she. She told me she was a dark-skinned Dominican. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Like,
but no. We know that for a fact. Is it true? If you couldn't tell that she was a dark-skinned Dominican, right? Then she was not a dark-skinned Dominican, because there are actual dark-skinned Dominicans.
Listen, bro. Listen. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Also,
I know. I don't really know this person, but I like, there is a person who I know who is Brazilian, and they look white, and they wear braids. And
excuse me,
yeah, they wear.
Oh, okay.
Now hold on. Yeah. Are they not allowed to wear? So that's a question. Okay, because here's my thing about it is like, it's, we're talking about whites, but then there's also culture, and so, you know, there's
and
a like, difference.
And it's an they're extensions, you know, right? They're not real. They're not their real hair, obviously. And they wear braids. And I don't know. I don't know. Is
whether
I'm
or not
saying.
Somebody is, it's like, sure, you're white, you are white. Right. Like, I'm looking at a white person.
Well, there's
person,
like,
but then it's
like Vikings, like, you know, they talk about like how Vikings, but this person is not, you know, they're not like Norwegian or anything. I'm like, that you're a white Brazilian, because the Portuguese are also
no
are also
no
colonialists.
No. Yes. Okay. I thought you were going to say,
Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. Ready to fight.
No, this is what I'm saying.
I had this conversation with somebody recently and they were like, oh, I'm from Portugal. And I remember I audibly said, so what the fuck does that mean? Because you know what it was?
So you're a colonialist.
I was like, you? I was like, colonization is in your blood. Okay. This is my thing. You can't go from colonizer to be like, oh, I'm a minority in diversity now. I was like, that shit don't work like that for me, bro.
The Portuguese were all the way in Japan. That's how far they were colonizing.
Let me just say, my thing about it, where I stand is like, I'm all for people embracing their culture. I'm all for that, you know? Right. So long as you like recognize like whatever privileges, you know, like people have to recognize the privileges that are afforded to mm-hmm. you based off of
yes
either the color of your skin or your, you know, like I recognize sure. the male privileges that I have, you know what I mean, like I recognize this shit,
sure.
So we all gotta, that's what you gotta do, and then whatever you want to do, you want, you know, like
I mean
everything
so,
else
so, listen, I don't know about, listen, I don't know, listen, listen, yeah. I don't know, no,
you don't know about
no,
whatever else.
No, okay, this is my thing, all right, I don't understand what is happening in the world, but everyone wants to be diverse. Everyone wants to be fucking oppressed.
Well, I'm like, we look, know bro. Why.
No, man. It's okay to... Look, bro. Like James said, I'm a man. I know I got privileges. I can recognize that. All right? My brown is 24 hours a day. Okay?
Yeah, you can't turn that off.
Anytime somebody is like, oh, I go through this, I go through that. I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't know you was dealing on the same team as me. Because when the police look at me, this shit don't fucking blend in.
I'm the one getting shot. We standing next to each other. They shooting me.
Easy. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm sorry to curse so early for the podcast, but it's something that's come up so often where everyone's tried to relate to me about being black. Well, you know, they coming after all of us. I'm like, nigga, all of who?
All of us.
Susan.
Can I also just say real quick, can I just say before we get there, my line that I'm going to say from the movie is going to be a spoiler. I just wanted to put that out there. I had to say it right now so that it's known.
Well, we got so the whole episode is a spoiler. The whole episode.
Right.
I know, but there's normally a point where we say this is going to be spoiled.
You know, I bet some people forgot what they clicked on because they did not expect this conversation to happen when they saw the title Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Have we not reviewed other random movies on this on the Patreon?
Since the early days. Not since year one. Okay. Not since Black Men Can't Jump podcast year one.
But hey, we're gonna work at our mission statement no matter how few no matter how little melanin is in a film. Okay, guys, welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Is that to start? Oh my god.
Jonathan Raylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can't jump.
Black actors, man. Black actors. All right.